It's the B92.5 and the Senka Set. It's 529, Kat Spencer. Claudia Marquez. Claudia, I'm going to read you the headline from an article online. Don't freak out.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I know she's going to freak out.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here's the actual headline. It's okay. From a very reliable source, news source. It says, is Halloween canceled because of COVID? Here's what parents should know.
Is it canceled, though?
They are suggesting that maybe if things get worse... I know some people are worried about a second wave. There is a chance, but each province has come out with a little statement as far as what's going to be happening with Halloween if things stay the way they are today.
Okay, but like you mean cancel? You mean like trick-or-treating will be canceled?
Yeah.
But not the actual like
you can
party.
Whatever you want in your house in a small gathering, of course.
Right. Oh. And last year was such a mess because remember they tried to change the dates. Nobody knew when Halloween was. And this year they... Oh, you know...
Let me tell you. Okay. So what option do you have right now? Let's say that they say, listen, it's not a good idea to do trick-or-treating. What option are you going
to
do?
Right. And I also find that it's not a good idea to go trick-or-treating, but there's alternatives. Like I was thinking of doing sort of like a candy treasure hunt in sort of a haunted house, like decorate my house and do it like a treasure hunt, maybe with like my kids and, you know, maybe another family.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That was my option. What about you?
How about this? I came up with a brilliant idea. The kids get dressed up. They stand in front of their houses with their bags. And the parents go out and throw out the candy to all the kids on the street.
Throw the candy?
Well, yeah, like toss it in. But, you know, there's some maybe probably some drinking involved with the parents. Like, it's a party for the parents.
Yeah, for sure.
They get to walk the streets.
But the thing is, you don't want to touch other people's candies. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Oh, there's a guy online in the States that just came out. It's gone viral. He made like a shooting tube, like the potato gun, and he'll shoot the candy out.
Okay, that's a good idea.
And the kids would catch it in their like pillowcase or whatever.
Okay, but he'll still have touched the candy to put it in his gun.
True.
That's the thing. That is the issue.
Okay, they're saying, you know what? If things go as they are now, like if today was Halloween, trick-or-treating would be allowed. I'll give you exactly what Quebec ministers are talking about in a couple of minutes. But we want to know, if today was Halloween, would you be sending your kids out to Halloween, or what precautions would you take?
Okay.
All right, text us right now, 92925 on the Senka Set. It's the beat, 92.5. All right, here is the latest on Halloween. I can't believe we're talking about Halloween.
Well, it's coming fast enough.
No, it's not. It's only mid-September.
I already have my costume.
That means nothing. By the way, it says if it should be noted, this is fact. Now I'm reading from the article. Trick-or-treating is not a big risk factor for creating super spread situations such as dining out can be, according to one health expert.
Okay. The thing that scares me about trick-or-treating is not so much like taking the candy. It's how kids will social distance when they show up at a house. Because you know how they show up.
Mm-hmm.
30 of them at a time.
You're right.
All pushing one another because they want to get there first. So that's... But they're all wearing masks. Scary masks.
There's going to be kids wearing masks on their masks.
Exactly.
It's probably going to be super safe. Mm-hmm. By the way, here in Quebec, because each province has come out with a statement, and Francois Legault and Public Health Officer Rachel Arruda have given the okay for Halloween if things stay the way they are.
Okay.
With special considerations still to come.
Okay.
Those will be announced. And you're right, it's probably going to be about distancing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? But we're getting many texts. Somebody said, if everybody makes those little baggies and send them up in a box or something outside that the kids are not touching all of them, right? So instead of having individual candies, you bag them and leave them out in hopes that not all kids will grab two or three or four and then, you know,
exactly.
There's not any left. Somebody says, we have to send our kids to school and open them to the risk of contracting the COVID, but we have to cancel Halloween. Not too sure about that.
There are some parents that are against it and think it's dangerous. I'm thinking if the candy is in an extra plastic bag and the person handing it out washes their hands and you take the candy home and you disinfect the bags, it's going to be safe. Like I just said, it's not a high-risk thing handing out candy.
Well, you hope so because, you know, we got gypped last year.
Yes. Angela has a good idea for your kids.
Yeah, I don't got kids, so I said I'd let the kids go. I usually go with my younger cousins. So I know that my aunt would probably let them go to the houses that they know, like the family friends. And then, yeah, probably leave the candy on the side for a couple of days just to get rid of that COVID.
That's actually a really good idea. And that forces the kids not to eat all their candy right away.
Yeah, and then I can eat it in the meantime.
Because that's what a good aunt would do.
Exactly. Teaching them early.
Eating all the crappy candy that they don't want.
That's right.
All right. So to recap, so far they're saying it's a go.
Okay.
With some circumstances to be announced later. And one health report is saying it's not a super spreader, Halloween and handing out candy.
So I should start buying my candies.
Okay.
Okay.
And some Lysol wipes too.
Perfect.
Disinfect your Snickers.